Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Friday edition of the Maggie Dawn Show, TGIF. I'm so excited to be joined by the host of the fabulous Rational Revolution that you can find right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 p.m. His name's Mark Becker. He's a real smart guy, and he was about to say something very insightful about the insane appointment of RFK Jr., likely happening to be the Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services, you know, because he's got an MD. Oh, wait, no, he doesn't. God, you were saying, Mark.
Yeah, right. We're kind of talking about how so much of what Trump does and what Trumpism is it's like Stephen Colbert's truthiness, where like they'll take something that makes sense, but then the way to fix it or part of it is just, so here's what I mean. He talks about a box of Fruit Loops or Corn Flakes in the United States versus in Canada. And in Canada, it's got like 6 ingredients or whatever. But then in the U.S., it has like 36 ingredients, which that sucks. That's true. It's poisons and horrible things that we're putting in our bodies. He's right. But then his fix is to like dismantle and get rid of the FDA. You know, it's like, dude, almost had it. Like, oh my God. Like, we almost did something really good. But then, you know, what we're going to do is just give them a blank slate to do whatever the hell you want. You know?
That's that is the nature of every single conspiracy theory and every single whack job policy idea, is that it always starts with true things or kernels of reasonableness. But then, like, the premise does not lead to the conclusion, right? The conclusion or the solution is the crazy stuff. But you've been convinced because all of the premises and some of those, that's true. That sounds normal. And then dot, dot, dot. Well, watch the dot, dot, dot space,
right?
Totally nuts. Like the fluoride in water. Yes, fluoride in major, in like massive amounts does bad things. So does most of the crap that's in our water. But fluoride in very, very tiny amounts helps us not lose all of our teeth. I mean, like, it's
which
unbelievable.
Which overly is a good thing, right? Yeah, right.
Yes, yes. I would like to have my teeth when they finally put me in a box. Like, that is the preferred outcome here. And this is, you know, I talked about regulatory economics today to a class at Marquette University in their business school. And I asked them, like, how do we know when we have enough regulation or like the right regulation? Like, when do you hit regulatory equilibrium? And the question should always be like, how are we testing the efficacy of different regulations? It's stupid to me that to hear RFK talking about nutrition and the FDA, when due to lobbying, corporate interest group lobbying, our nutritional labels, which were heralded as this like great, you know, customer information transparency thing, report stuff out in grams, and we don't use like, why does a nutritional label make no damn sense to anyone? It just like, maybe start there so that people actually know what they're eating. We've got, I think, just enough time to squeeze this in, Mark, but I've got a little. Sure. Something special for you. And that is, I have 2 degrees of separation from Donald J. Trump because I was interviewed by Pete Hegseth, the other nut job appointee to become Secretary of Defense.
Nice.
Here's my interview with Pete back from 2018. Take a listen.
Well, Milwaukee is taking on 13 drug companies in the opioid fight. The county's top attorney suing them for the damages from the devastating toll opioids have had there. Prosecutors say 336 people died from opioids in Milwaukee County last year. That number doubled from 5 years ago. Joining us now is Milwaukee County Corporation Counsel Margaret Dawn. Margaret, thank you very much for being here. So, first of all, tell us about the approach you're taking. This is not just about drug dealers on the street. You're going to the source. Tell us about it.
Right. We think that, you know, if you're a drug pusher on the street or a Fortune 50 company, if you're complicit in taking the lives of Milwaukee County residents and citizens, we're going to come after you. So on Wednesday, we filed a civil lawsuit against 13 of this nation's largest opioid manufacturers and distributors, to seek injunctive relief as well as monetary damages and assistance in repairing our communities from the devastation that these businesses intentionally have wreaked on Milwaukee County.
So, Margaret, let me make a comparison here. So a layperson, I say, okay, is this similar to suing a gun manufacturer if it's the person selling it or giving it was doing something illegal or improper, like a doctor overprescribing? Why is it the fault of the drug maker if it is used improperly? Because there are reasons why these drugs are out there for legitimate purposes.
Well, let me start with the analogy to a gun manufacturer. If a gun manufacturer sold you a gun and told you, don't worry, it won't harm you, then you might have a claim. That's the actual analogy here. These manufacturers knew that they were making an inherently very addictive, very dangerous drug. And instead of being
Cardi, we can wrap
that,
this sound
they intentionally
up. But,
lied.
Mark, I thought you would get a kick out of that because I think Mr. Hegseth thought he might be owning this lawyer with his dumb gun manufacturer analogy. But I think I might dropped a little bit. What do you think, sir?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Secretary of Defense. It would be wonderful to have the best and the brightest. You know, I one of the things that I try to do in my personal life and in business and all of that is find people around me that are the best at what they do. And Donald Trump is not doing that.
He sure isn't. Folks, that is Mark Becker, host of The Rational Revolution. You can find his great show Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. Mark, I hope you can come back real soon because this has been a lot of fun. I bet people would want to hear a little bit more from you. I appreciate your time. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Thank you. You too.
Folks, we're going to come right back. It's time for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin. We're going to be joined by Civic Media's very own Terry Barr right here on the Maggie Dawn Show, the Friday edition here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. We're going to have some good news when we come back from the break. I think we all need a little good news. You deserve it, so don't go anywhere. Back in just a moment.